Welcome back to the channel. This is our player rating episode for Manchester United 1, Aston Villa 0. So head over to our website, utvpodcast.co.uk, and then you can input your player ratings. So we'll go with Emi Martinez to start with. I'm going to go 7. I don't feel like he had too many saves to make in the game. He did make a really good one from Casemiro. And then he did palm it straight to Fernandes. But I think, you know, it was a tidy shot from Rashford. And I feel like Martinez's kicking all game was pretty good, to be fair. I felt like, you know, the whole defence's kicking all game was pretty decent playing out from the back against Manchester United. Ashley Young, I'm going to go with a 6. I felt like he had a tough game up against Sancho, but you know he held his own. To be fair, he didn't get burned by Sancho. Also, I think Young gets a solid 6 for me. Moreno will go 5 for Moreno. I just felt like he was off it, weren't he, a little bit, Moreno? I felt like his passing was off it a little bit. His touch, when he had that one touch to try and get to the byline, you know, when he touched it out of play for a goal kick. So Moreno gonna get a 5 for me. Konsa, I'm gonna give a solid. Do you know what? I think Konsa and Mings both had a really good game, to be fair. I think, you know, playing that high line, I felt like we played it pretty well. You know, it was sort of like heart in mouth's moment every time that ball went over the top. But, you know, that was a tactic from Unai Emery, and that's what Emery wanted to do. And we managed to play, you know, Man United offside numerous times. And like I said, in the match reaction, it wasn't for that one where it was just a header that got beat and that went over the top. So I felt like, all in all, I felt like we did actually defend Manchester United pretty well in this game. Dougie Luiz in the double pivot, it was okay. This is the area where I felt like, you know, the midfield is what let us down in this game. I felt like the defence was okay. It was pretty strong, but all in all, that midfield was just second best, and we just couldn't get a grip on the game at all, could we? I'm gonna have to be harsh, because you know I like to be really, really honest. And I said in the predicted lineup, I said in the match preview that Buendia had to have a big game, and he just didn't for me. He was just loose with that ball. And when you go into a place like Old Trafford, and you don't just need that ball to stick with your striker, you need it to stick with the number 10. You need it to stick with the midfielders. They then need to be brave on the ball and allow runners through midfield. And I just felt Buendia was just really poor. And, you know, I like to try and give players a chance and everything, but I just felt like I've been trying to push him to be that next level. We saw against Fulham that the arms were going up time after time. And in this game, he was just really loose with it. He wasn't strong enough on the ball, and he just wasn't picking it, and he just wasn't getting on it enough for me. And he wasn't, you know, playing through balls into Watkins. And I said that for us to have a good result in this game, they had to play well. And unfortunately, they didn't. So he gets a 4. And Villa fans, let me know in the comment section down below what you think. What are your thoughts like? Are you agreeing with what I'm saying, or do you think I'm being harsh? Because that's how I felt like if Villa were to get joined in this game, he was one of the players that had to do really, really well. McGinn, I'm going to give a 6. Hustle, bustle, tried his hardest. But again, you know, every time our midfielders got on the ball, they were shut out completely with a Manchester United player. And I think, you know, bringing an extra midfielder in, what Man United did in Sabitzer, Casemiro and Eriksen, really, really shut out our midfield. Ramsey, I felt like he was better than Buendia, but not much better. So I'm going to give him a 5 for his second half performance. You know, we started to get on the ball a little bit more, but again, first half completely non-existent. It was like he wasn't there. Casemiro, you know, was really strong on Ramsey that first half, and Ramsey had no answer to Casemiro in the first half. Second half, a little bit better when he was drifting out wide, but it was just, it just wasn't enough. Dendonka, a six. It looked a leggy performance from Dendonka, if I have to be honest. It looks like we were being overrun in midfield, and you can see from these scores, I felt like the defence was a bit more, it was stronger. There's sixes and sevens in there, and in our midfield, there's fours, fives and sixes. So I think that just shows where I felt like we lost this battle. Watkins, again, loose with the ball a little bit, wasn't sticking as much. There was that one move that was a beautiful move where I think Watkins played into Ramsey, and that was a beautiful move in that second half. But other than that, we really lacked creativity. Traore, I'm going to go five. Chambers, he looked leggy as well. Luca Dean didn't offer much, and Duran, they all get five. So all of the subs that come on got a five. Duran looks a little bit of a hothead, if I'm being honest. He looks a little bit of a hothead, especially in that environment. So he really, really nearly needs to work on his temperament, because I've had this forward, but he's a bit of a hothead. And it showed today that there was a kick on Shaw. You know, he was getting in people's faces. And I don't mind that little bit of, like, aggression, but I think he's borderline in that game. He's borderline. So those are my player ratings. You know, I think man of the match, I'd have to give it to, probably give man of the match to Mings, to be fair, and everyone else. As you can see, starts off sevens, the defence, couple of sevens in there. And as we drift further up that pitch, you've got four, sixes, five, fives. So, you know, I think that just shows where we were in this game, and that's just my vibe on where we were. So we need to be bang at it next week now. So I think now we've got this loss hopefully out of our system, the energy levels can regroup, and we've got to be bang at it at the Molyneux against Wolves. So Villa fans, let me know your thoughts. Up the Villa.